18th, 2022, regular meeting of Warrville City Council. We will begin this meeting in prayer with Pastor Chuck Davis.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so blessed to be a part of a great community that is truly thriving, and we're thankful for leaders such as these that have assembled together, Lord God, and working together in unity, Lord, putting that stress in unity, Lord God, and making this a community that people just love to be in. And thank you, Lord, for all of our police officers, our firefighters, those that are involved in our hospitals and doctors and nurses that have been through a lot. And so we just ask you tonight to strengthen them, our business owners, strengthen them. Pray your protection over all of those that work in our utility areas, Lord God. And do you just oversee? Well, there's a lot of decisions that need to be made, and I pray that these men and women that have been, I believe, ordained and called by God to do what they're doing right now, that you would give them wisdom and strength and grace and mercy as well, and that you would lead and guide and direct their steps. Thank you again for this day, for it's the day that you've made, and we give you praise in it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks very much, Pastor Chuck. Mm-hmm. Clerk, would please call the roll.
Hamburg.
Here.
Asparis.
Here.
Shanklin.
Here.
Orson.
Here.
Carr.
Here.
Mosley.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
All eyes, motion passes.
Thank you.
I should have seen. It's roll call.
That's right. It wasn't a motion, so we're already on our toes. So you should have received a copy of the last meeting minutes from September 6th, 2022 meeting of City Council. We have a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll move to approve the minutes.
Orson moves.
Second.
Second for Mr. Mosley.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Orson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
I wasn't here. Forget. Do I abstain?
You can. You may abstain. Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
All eyes. Motion passes.
Thank you. We have no public comment for this evening, so we can move on our agenda to our standing committee reports. And Mr. Hamburg has the honor of being first for those every week.
Thank you, President Vance. The Parks and Rec Committee has not met, therefore I have no report tonight.
All right, thank you very much. Our Utilities Committee is led by Mr. Shanklin. Good evening.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utilities Committee has not met, therefore I have no report. However, I would like to state that Duke's Root Control will begin smoke testing tomorrow. They should finish up by the 29th of this month, barring any delays. If there are any questions or concerns while this is going on, citizens can call 888-620-0010, which is a call center set up specifically for the smoke testing. And that's all I have.
All right. Thank you very much. Ordinance and Personnel Committee, Mr. Lorson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and Personnel has no issues before it. We have not met, therefore I have no report.
All right. Thank you, sir. Our Transportation Committee, Mr. Mosley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Transportation Committee has not met, therefore I have no report. I do have three items that's transportation related. One of them is we have Resolution 3822, and it involves OPWC grant money, and we move forward with those streets. Safety Service Director Steve Willard did send which streets we're looking at. Obviously, last year we did not get the OPWC grant, so there's two different scenarios that we have there. If we do get the grant, we're looking to spend about $1.3 million in streets. If we do not get it, we're looking about $1.1 million. Obviously, that depends on our financial climate at the time, depending on how the income tax affects us and all that good stuff. In the future, we will have a committee meeting. I just have to nail down a couple of dates on the items that I'm looking to obviously discuss. I obviously have Chief come in and talk about the new equipment that we've approved, such as the speed signs and the cameras and all that good stuff. I check in on some of the projects that we've completed and just some of the things that I hear from Chief with the success stories and all that good stuff. I think it's definitely important for this council to hear, some of these stories that you know, the relate to the equipment that we have. When a citizen comes to me and asks me, hey, why do we have so many of these, or why do we have these speed cameras, I'm able to say, well, this is why this is here. One prime example, today I was talking to Chief, and he told me that he's a numbers guy, so he's always looking to compare things. One big thing that stuck out in our conversation today was he told me that he went back and tried to find the last normal full year that we had, and that was 2019. This year, I think we're calling this a normal year, would you say?
Sure.
And we're 100 reports down, police reports down from our last normal year this year at this point. Now, knock on wood, I don't know what could happen, you know, the rest of this year, but I think items like that is definitely important. And, you know, we can't say 100% sure that the equipment that we approved here, and it's harder to get away with things with the equipment that we have in this town, I think it definitely has something to do with it. With that, I have nothing else, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our planning committee, Ms. Carr.
Thank you, Mr. President. The planning committee has not met. Therefore, I have no report.
Thank you very much. Finally, our finance committee.
You passed muster.
Don't do that again.
That's all right.
I cross it off for some reason. All right. So I am remiss. Let's go back to our Health and Safety Committee. Mr. Spears, my apologies.
That's all right. Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Safety has not met, so I have no report in that regards. But just an update for you. I had another quarterly EMS meeting of the minds, really just a brainstorming. And the idea behind it was the same as the last meeting. It's to try to come up with some sort of solution or solutions to the rising EMS calls. And the burden that it's putting on our volunteer fire department, and really just came up with some good ideas. We're going to meet again here in another few months and just continue the discussion. So okay. Nothing imminent, no decisions were made or anything like that.
All right, very good. Thank you. And then finally, our finance committee, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Finance committee has not met. I have no report.
All right, thank you, sir. We have no special committee reports, so we move on in our agenda to our administrative reports. We'll begin with Mayor Hayward. Good evening.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just want to mention that if you thought summer was over, even though school started, all you need to do is go out by the park any night this week, probably, or any night the last few weeks. But I know last week and then tonight it came from the Boys Club. The Boys Club gym is full with girls playing volleyball. The field in the back of the club is full with kids playing flag football, and oftentimes the fields in the stadium are busy with junior high or eighth grade games or boys club games if they're able to get in there. So there's a lot going on, and last week when I was out there one evening for one of the flag football games, there were still kids using the splash pad at 7:30. So that's been really nice to be able to leave that open after school started, because normally we always have to close the pool because there's no lifeguards left anymore. They're all in school or college. So it's been real nice with warm weather that we've had to have kids be able to still go after school, or moms during the day, if they've got young ones at home, can have that splash pad to themselves instead of sharing it with the bigger kids. So pretty neat to see. Yeah, that's all I have.
Oh, thank you very much. Now we'll move on to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Excited to announce that one of our officers, Nate Mamoni, was recognized as the Crisis Intervention Team Officer of the Year, and that's for both Wayne and Holmes County, and that is he's recognized by the National Alliance of Mental Illness, NAMI, is kind of the initials you normally hear for that organization. He received the award at a dinner at the end of August, and congratulations, Officer Mamoni, on the well-deserved honor. We also have an opening currently in the police department. We had 13 applicants, 12 took the test, and 11 passed. The Civil Service Commission now has to approve that list, which should happen early next month, and then we'll begin the formal interview process. Just to make you aware, 13 these days is actually pretty darn good. So it's a really solid list, and we're excited at the potential candidates. Ryan Immel asked that I notify everyone that we'll start in the crack sealing program tomorrow if weather allows, so you should see them out and about. And the update on Fussner Construction is starting the lower park on the culvert masonry tomorrow. Barbicus is back in town to finish up the OBWC streets. Most paving actually completed. The lower part parking spaces by Ellis Street last Friday. If you have a chance, go out and take a look at that. It looks beautiful. Beautiful for parking lots, I know, but Basco started grading the Section 14 Cemetery Drive and is scheduled to be paving that project as well. So we are getting to the end of the projects and just in time as the weather starts to cool down. So that's my report for tonight, Mr. President.
Very good. Questions, comments? All right, we'll move on then to our Utilities Director, Mr. Prediger.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a couple things to add to Mr. Shanklin's comments concerning our wastewater collection system. Most of the work that we'll be doing will be west of Ella Street and pretty much north and south of High Street. Those are the we have six areas that we'll be looking at over the next 8 days. If you go on the utilities website, there's a link. You can actually go to an interactive map that shows the progress that's being made on that. And the folks that are doing the work are contacting all the customers that are in that area. They're sending out emails and they're putting outdoor hangers also there. But if you want to see an updated map, you can go to utilities website and see the areas are kind of color-coded, easy to see. And again, this testing, if you see some smoke coming out, downspouts or street drains or things along that line, it is not harmful to people or pets. And again, that 800 number was provided there. That's a direct help center, call center number. And if you have any other questions, you can call our office or contact our wastewater treatment facility. And with that, that would conclude my remarks tonight, sir.
All right. Thank you very much. Our finance director, Ms. Strimmel.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just two quick items this evening. The first is the quarterly investment report for the period ending June 30th, 2022. The portfolio is earning a little more than 0.5% more than compared to the same period in 2021. We also have $200,000 more in principal invested. This report does not require any action by council. I just need the minutes to reflect that the report was distributed to members of council. The second item is the fund balance report for August 2022. I just need a motion to approve that report subject to audit.
So moved.
Wilson moves.
Second.
Mosley seconds.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handler.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
All right, very good. Thank you. And then our law director, Mr. Bertrand.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
All right. Thank you very much. For me, no date yet. I'd like to have a vision and planning meeting for 2023. But let's wait until we get the October numbers for tax revenues. Since that tax deadline is October 15th, let's let the finance director get those numbers in. But rather than simply only talking about budget, let's open it up a little bit more and talk about any other concepts or ideas that the council would like to address or begin forming a committee or anything like that to address in 2023. So, probably late October, early November, something like that would be the time frame. So I just want to let you know we'll be having a discussion. It's just simply, like I said, a vision and planning discussion for 2023 coming up here as soon as we have those results back. So, all right, we have no old business for this evening, so we'll move on to new business. Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Resolution 3822, I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second,
Mr. Shanklin.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handler.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Resolution 3822, a resolution authorizing the Safety Service Director to prepare and submit an application to participate in the Ohio Public Works Commission's State Capital Improvement Program for grant or loan funds and or agreements as required to obtain said funds and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Mosley referenced this earlier this evening, but I don't know if Mr. Wheeler make any comments you'd like to make.
Thank you, Mr. President. The OPWC grant application is coming due in the next week or so. We have been working diligently trying to find what roads, one, brings the most bang for the buck, but also that are, I know it's kind of mind-boggling, but that also fit within the million-dollar budget as far as the quantity of roads. So we are proposing, and this list is compiled based on the PCR list, as well as Dan kind of going out and doing a lot of visual checking as well, just to see if the condition remains as per the PCR, if other roads have moved up on the list. But we are proposing Ellis Street from Market to High, Elm from Market to High, and then South Sunset from Market to West Hill. And believe it or not, those three streets would make up about $1 million in projects for the year, based on the current climate of prices for asphalt overlay streets. There is some repair work as well in there for the there's money budget as well in there in case they dig up and find some areas that need repaired as well prior to the asphalt. So I do also plan to get some engineering on a couple additional streets and perhaps throw those out as alternate bids, but that'll be part of the Transportation Committee meeting and you know, whether or not to move forward with those and asphalt another concrete street project as well. So for tonight, I just wanted to get the OPWC portion approved so that Kristen can move forward with the application.
Yeah. Yes, Mr. Rosen.
With that said, I did do some riding around with Dan. We do have a plan A, plan B, and plan C, you know, if we do get this. I do ask if this gets approved tonight so we can move forward with this. Like I said, it's not guaranteed whether we get the grant or not.
Yes, Mr.
Hayward. Just ballpark, what's the PCR number that we're at now compared to years past?
I know you guys have gotten. So honestly, it was tough to find anything below the 60s. When I first got here, there were roads in the 30s and 40s, and the prioritization has definitely bumped the low numbers down. These, I believe, are in the low 50s to high 40s.
Okay.
That was the prior PCR. We haven't updated that PCR in the last year or so, so they're probably even worse than that now. So.
Yeah, I would say probably 49, 51 is where we're at now.
Okay, thanks.
But it's a large majority of our streets now are in the 70s all the way up, obviously, to 100 of the recent ones we've done. So we've definitely bumped the average of in regards to the inventory of the streets.
And these are all asphalt overlays, you said. We're not talking about the concrete portion of...
Correct. These are just the asphalt portion and then the base repair. One of the streets, Elm, I believe, has some definite base repair needs there. So.
Okay, thanks.
Yep. Director Wheeler, can you explain for people who may not know what PCR is?
Yeah, so that's the basically ODOT, whenever they're investigating a street, go out and investigate the condition of the street based on the number of cracks, the webbing, all those kind of things. There's expertise to that. All of our folks go through training so that we can also do the PCRs according to the ODOT standard. And then we compile a list in both concrete and asphalt streets. And typically we try to prioritize our projects based off that list. And that way we have a real firm foundation for why we're picking the streets that we're picking.
Thank you.
Yes,
so just a little quick history is obviously when Mayor Hamwork took over, our streets were in really bad shape. I think at one point we're talking loans to start some of our streets. So obviously when you have streets, bad streets everywhere, they went towards a system of really great streets. And as she said, when he got here, everything was around 30. You came through the door pretty much with Mayor.
Yes, sir. I was here just a year after.
So like you said, everything was around the 30s when they said, hey, where do we start? Well, let's go with this ODOT system where they create the streets. And they've been chipping away, averaging about $1.7 million every single year until last year, the first year we spent $1.7 because we shift some of our priorities towards the parks and recs. So the PCR, they just needed something to grade our streets. And I think it's become a really good system where now we can actually gauge and know where we need to be. Yes, sir.
Any other questions, comments? Very good, Mr. Morrison.
This has been a great program that, as we've heard tonight, has historically rewarded us well for our application. And you can't enjoy the funds if you don't submit an application. So it's a bit of a no-brainer. I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second.
Second, Mr. Mosley.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hanward.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
I move Resolution 3822 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Shanklin.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hanward.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Resolution 3922. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hanward.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hanward.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Resolution 3922. A resolution enacted by the City of Orrville of Wayne County, Ohio, hereinafter referred to as the Local Public Agency, LPA, for ODOT project titled Municipal Bridge Inspection Program and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. ODOT started a bridge inspection program in 2014 for communities that were under 50,000 population. Prior to 2014, the cities would cover the price of the inspection on our own. This, too, I would call, under, as Mr. Larson said, on the other legislation is a no-brainer. Basically, this is us agreeing to let ODOT do the inspection and pay the cost of the inspection for us. Then they submit the report to us, and we have it on file, and we can take a look at it and see if anything needs done. The reports lately have been very good. They've been good, and you know, obviously the bridge isn't getting any younger, but as of right now, there aren't any immediate needs for repair work. But this program started in 2014. It was an every 3-year review. This particular legislation is for a 1-year period. The funding is not approved beyond 2023. The individual that runs the program is optimistic that the program will then be renewed for another 3-year period. And I mentioned that to you because I may be before you next year at this time, and hopefully for an additional 3-year approval for ODOT to continue the bridge inspection program for us. Yes, sir.
And just for clarification, when we talk about the bridge, it's the Walnut Street overpass.
Correct, sir. Yep.
Any other questions or comments? Mr. Spears.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can you maybe briefly describe what they do when they come out and take a look at it?
Yeah, so they take a lot of pictures. They analyze a lot of the cracks. If there are cracks, they look at the area where there's, you know, the side of the bridges as well. Under the bridges, the structural foundation of the bridge, obviously, it's critical as well. And they do a pretty thorough job with kind of analyzing every nook and cranny of the bridge just to make sure that it's in good foundational shape.
Now, when they're doing that, is that basically a visual inspection, or they do anything where they'll bring equipment out to test
it? Yeah, they'll typically get really, you know, under the bridge and inspect, you know, get a, you know, some JLJ equipment or something, and get up there and kind of analyze with pictures and stuff along that line. So normally they don't close the bridge when they're doing the inspection. So the most part, you probably wouldn't even know they were there. In fact, I drove by one day a few months ago and was like, what are those two guys doing standing there? And that's what they were doing. So, yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, thank you.
Anyone else? Mr. Orson.
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second. Mr. Shanklin, seconds.
Hanward.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
I move Resolution 3922 be adopted as read.
Second.
Second, Mr. Asparis.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hamburg?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Very good. That concludes our new business for this evening, and so we'll move on to any comments for the good of the order. Does anyone have anything? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Morrison moves.
Second.
Mr. Wilson seconds.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hamburg?
Yes.
Spears?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Thank you very much. The next regular meeting for Orville City Council will be on October 3rd, 2022. Until then, we are adjourned. Thank you and good evening.
Sure, can I get 5 minutes?
Yes.
That's literally all I should.
Sure.